Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. Today, we're breaking down a topic that is near and dear to my own heart, education. If you've been a senior photographer for a while now, you may have thought a time or two about becoming an educator. Taking on the role of educator for other photographers is a big step, but it has so many amazing benefits and rewards. So, are you ready to become an educator? Let's find out together. Okay, so we're going to dive in the idea of becoming an educator in the world of photography or even niche down into the world of high school senior photography is an exciting one. You don't even have to be a photographer. You could teach other things as well. But because I am an educator in the high school senior photography realm, that's mostly what I know a lot about, right? But no matter whether you want to teach on family photography or branding photography, whatever genre you are passionate about, we are going to find out if you're ready to become an educator in that genre. So, what does it mean to be an educator? It means you get to share your knowledge, experiences, and expertise with others who are in the field or want to be in the field. As an educator myself, I know that this role can be challenging, but it's also so rewarding to play a part in helping other photographers grow in their own roles. But before you make this leap, it's important to consider if this is really the right move for you. So, first things first, you need to ask yourself, why would you want to become an educator? Perhaps you have a passion for teaching and mentoring, or maybe you've learned a lot throughout your journey as a photographer and you want to give back to the community. It also could be a lucrative opportunity in order to take your business to the next level. After all, educating others can be a business in and of itself. Take some time to really consider and think about your why. If you don't have a clear reason behind wanting to make this transition, then your journey to becoming an educator won't be as smooth. Without a clear path, you can easily find yourself all over the place and confused about why you even started in the first place. And to be honest, you could confuse your potential students as well. So finding out your true why and why you want to be an educator is the first step. So you have a clear path and so your potential students understand what you're offering and why. I want to make sure that you avoid being confused and all over the place. So I challenge you to take some time and really think about your journey as a photographer, as a business owner, and your heart behind wanting to add this or make this change in your business. Now, before you rush into any decision, it's important to consider just how ready you are to take on this new journey. Do you have the necessary experience? Becoming an educator means taking on a new role with its own set of challenges and responsibilities. So let's first start with that question that you need to ask. Do you have the necessary experience? So you've already asked yourself why you want to become an educator. Now really look at what you have done, what you have accomplished, and how many years you've been doing it to determine if you have the necessary expertise to help others. That doesn't mean you have to be doing whatever you want to teach on for 20 years. You just have to be doing it long enough to feel confident that you can share that expertise with others. Becoming an educator means being a credible source of information. So you should have a substantial body of work, a proven track record, and a deep understanding of whatever you want to teach. It's not just about taking great photos. It's about understanding the nuances of working with clients, marketing, and building a business. Next, consider your communication skills. Teaching isn't just about what you know. It's about how effectively you can convey that information and knowledge to others. Can you explain your techniques clearly? Are you patient and willing to answer questions, even the most basic ones? Remember, your students will come from various backgrounds and levels of experience. Understanding how to connect with your students, no matter what their level of experience or education is so important. You have to know how to teach the different learning styles individuals have and be able to take your own skills and experience and turn them into valuable lessons. I've personally seen lots of different educators in my experience. Just because you're super knowledgeable about something doesn't mean you're actually a good communicator. And vice versa. You could be a really great communicator and not have nearly the amount of experience, but it makes you a great teacher because you can understand your students and convey the information you do know to help them in their business. So look at the type of communicator you are and ask yourself, are you able to correctly convey the information and expertise you have to be able to help someone else move their business forward? If the answer is yes, then you're well on your way to becoming an educator. Okay, so now let's talk about your motivation. Why do you want to become an educator? Is it because you genuinely want to help others succeed? Do you want to grow financially? Do you want to just mix it up and try something new? A passion for teaching and mentoring will take you far in this role, and your students will likely be more engaged and appreciative if they sense your genuine enthusiasm. Really take some time to break down what your motivations are in becoming an educator. Just like knowing your why, if you don't have the right motive, you're not going to be able to connect with your students and build lasting relationships. And if you feel like you aren't quite sure about either of these things, it's okay to take some time. There's no rush to jump into the next big thing. You set the pace for your career and your progress. Don't feel pressured by anyone around you and what they are doing. You really just have to look at yourself and determine why you want to be an educator. If it's truly to help others and make some passive income, that's a really great motivator in becoming an educator. Now, if you're a senior photographer listening to this podcast and you're not quite ready to jump into the world of education, you want help with your senior business, help with marketing to seniors, getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and their parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester currently has 5 openings for enrollment. If you are ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat, and make 4 figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com. www.mishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmishandmish educator. Time management is another crucial aspect of being an educator. Educating others can be time-consuming, whether you're creating courses, offering workshops, or providing one-on-one coaching. And you'll need to be able to balance your time between your photography business and your education business. Make sure to take into consideration your current responsibilities, family life, etc., and evaluate if you are able to balance all these responsibilities. Lastly, let's talk about marketing and business acumen. To succeed as an educator in the photography world, you need to understand how to market your educational services effectively. Do you have a plan for reaching potential students? Are you aware of the competition in the education space? A well-thought-out business strategy is going to be essential for you. You can even incorporate a lot of marketing strategies that you use for your photography business into your education business. But remember, you're reaching a totally different target audience, so you'll need to speak directly to them. I know when I first started in the education world, I kind of jumped in with both feet and I did not have a plan. I just put something out there and hoped it worked. The more I learned about becoming an educator, I learned that there definitely needs to be a plan, and I'm much more successful with things that I put out into the education space when I have an actual plan beforehand. So learn from my mistake and think it out, plan it out before you put it out into the world. You will have a much bigger success rate in the number of students joining a course or signing up for your workshop if you take the time to plan it out strategically. Now, after considering all these factors, are you ready to become an educator in the world of photography? Maybe you're really good at blogging for your photography business. That could be something you teach on. Maybe you are an expert at SEO. That is something you could teach other photographers about. Maybe you're really good at the marketing side of your photography business. Hone in on not only your why as to why you want to become an educator, but what it is that you are super passionate about and are really good at, and take this quiz. So, to help you evaluate if you are ready to become an educator, I have put together a free quiz on my website. It's designed to assess your readiness to becoming an educator. So head on over to www.seniorology.myflowdesk.com/free-educator-quiz. Don't worry, that link will also be in the show notes, so you don't have to remember it. You can just click below and take the quiz today. I can't wait to hear about your results. This is the first step to determining if becoming an educator is right for you. If there's this little voice in the back of your head that's been saying for a while, "I would really love to help others with their photography," take this quiz to determine if now is the right time to listen to that voice and take action. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a single episode, and please share it with your photographer friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way I can. You can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear on this podcast. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode. See you then. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.